and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having a blessed day today. How are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, if it was any better, I have to charge admission, buddy. I'm doing great. The weather here is great. Chemtrails are pretty minimal. Energy's good. Feel good. Had a great guest yesterday. Great show if you guys missed it yesterday. So, yeah, I'm doing wonderful, bud. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it.
Awesome. That's good to hear, man. Well, what's the first story? I know you wanted to start off with one today. We had our guest, Chuck Baldwin, on the show yesterday. If you guys didn't listen to that yet, you need to. It's a great show. And I know you had something you wanted to touch base on that this afternoon with that, Dan.
Yeah, I got to say something. I don't really like saying, but I got to say it. Yesterday, Chuck came in and said he'd been censored by one of the major places that were basically distributing his newsletters. And he didn't say on the air who it was, but the day he released the information, it was News with Views. And I've been a long-time subscriber of News with Views. I have literally forwarded News with Views to hundreds of thousands of people over the years, and I'm very, very disappointed. They said if he writes anything about telling what Israel is doing or that's critical, that he writes anything about Zionism that's critical, that basically they're not going to allow him to post those columns on their website. They're censoring Chuck Baldwin. He's one of the principal writers who helped start News with Views and helped put them on the map. He's a former presidential candidate. I mean, this thing is just nuts. They're doing this to him. I don't know what to say except for shame on you, News with Views. And I'm going to address this repeatedly on this show and on every other show that I do because it's not right. I know several of the people who are columnists on News with Views. I will not mention their names. I know them personally. One who I consider to be a friend of mine. Actually, several who I consider to be friends of mine. And one of them is a vehement Zionist, political Zionist. And I said to her one day, I said, in the event that, Israel did something really bad, like nuke somebody or kill a million people, and they did it unlawfully, they did it on purpose, should we stand behind them for what they've done? And she goes, absolutely yes. Regardless of what they do, regardless of how they act, regardless of who they kill, regardless of anything, we have to stand behind them. That's complete and total nonsense. When God blessed Abraham, he also blessed Abraham's children, all of the generations to come. And I'm not going to get into all that scripture stuff with you guys today because I don't want to get off on all that, because I'll get off on a rail somewhere and basically take over a show and do a whole hour on that. But it's not something that we can allow. I don't care who it is, if it's the United States, if it's Russia, if it's China, if it's Japan, if it's Germany, if it was Nazi Germany, if it was, communist Russia, if it was the USSR. I don't care who it is. If we've got a country going out and killing its citizens with drones or with airstrikes or with nukes or whatever, we have to stand in the aggregate as Christians and say, hey, wait a minute, thou shalt not kill. Let's walk in love and let's walk in peace as a species on this planet, and let's not allow this nonsense to continue. I don't care who does it. And the problem is the Scofield Bible and Albert Pike and all these guys pushed a bunch of this stuff. I've done whole shows on all of this, and it's been a big psychop using the Scofield Bible with their commentary and making us believe what they're saying is accurate when it is not about all of this stuff. And quite frankly, I stand with Chuck Baldwin on this. I think he's been done wrong by News with Views. I think you guys need to write letters to News with Views and tell them that you are very disappointed they have done this. And I am going to do that personally because I don't like this at all. I think it's absolutely wrong. I don't think they have any right to do this because they don't agree with him. They're going to censor him. Really? Okay, well, how about the people who don't agree with me about immunizations or the people who don't agree with me about all this other stuff? Am I going to be censored? Oh, that's right. I was censored, wasn't I? Oh, maybe that's why I'm so pissed off about this. Excuse my language. Maybe that's why I am so mad. Because I was censored back in the 90s. I was told I couldn't say things. I was told I couldn't do things. I was told that I couldn't tell the truth when it came to all these kids coming down with autism, to the point that I wrote a book on it because I had enough of it. Oh, you can't talk about that. You can't talk about immunizations. You can't mention that on the air. Why? Oh, you'll offend our sponsors. You'll offend our people. Over and over and over, I was censored. And so when I see crap like this happen, it makes me incredibly angry because Baldwin's a good man. He's a constitutionalist, and all he's trying to do is look at the scripture and interpret it from his view. Oh, that's right. His view isn't our view, so we have to censor him. Come on, News with Views. Give me a break. Hey, let me read you what Chuck said. Over the years, I'm quoting Chuck Baldwin now. This is a letter he sent out today. Over the years, many websites, newsletters, publications, newspapers, periodicals, magazines, etc. have carried my columns. I have also written columns with News for Views for 15 years. That amounts to 958 columns in total. But last week, the owner of News with Views told my office that if any of my future columns were critical of Donald Trump or the state of Israel, they would be censored. Ladies and gentlemen, I have never pandered to any individual, organization, or group in what I write or say, and I'm not going to start now. Therefore, I have withdrawn my columns from News with Views. This is an excellent illustration of how deep this problem is. This website owner, with whom I've had a very friendly business relationship with for many years, and whom I believe was a committed patriot and constitutionalist, said that a wealthy Zionist contributor had threatened to cut off his $1,000 per month donation to the website if I was continued and if I allowed to continue to write critical comments against Israel. Imagine, there are over 70 writers on this website, and one writer tells me the truth about Israel, and that one writer, me, must be censored. Worse yet is the fact that the website owner said he actually agrees with me about the Zionism problem. That's how it works, folks. These angry, intolerant, wealthy Zionists use their power and their money to intimidate and coerce not only mainstream media, but now also the conservative media into cowering down to their radical Zionist agenda. So the owner of News of Views sold his convictions for $1,000 a month. Well, I won't sell mine for any price. I will let the author of God, of truth, God, and the lovers of truth, my readers, make up the slack for this tyrannical Zionist who thinks he can purchase my tongue and pen with his blood money. As far as I'm concerned, the rich, manipulative, intolerant Zionist to whom the website owner has sold his convictions can take his $1,000 a month and shove it up the crack of his Talmud. Gosh. I'm just quoting him, guys. A PPS, an act of this censorship against me. News with Views disgust you. Please let the management know. News with Views, send this out to everybody and say, we are disgusted. Personally, I will never, ever give money to News with Views now, period, ever. And I will take money, and I will send it to Chuck Baldwin today. And I ask all of my listeners to do that. Chuck Baldwin's website, I think his website is chuckbaldwinlive.live. And I've had enough of this. Guys, Chuck Baldwin is one of the strongest constitutional patriots that we have in the alternative news industry, period. One of the best writers out there. That's why I have him on my show on a regular basis. I love this guy. He's an amazing man. And I'm not going to stand here and allow them to do this to Chuck and not do something back to News with Views. I will no longer forward any articles written by any authors from News with Views from my personal emails or websites. I'm done with it. Until they reverse this policy and this blatant open discrimination against Chuck Baldwin. I will not allow this to happen to my friends, Chuck Baldwin, or anybody when this stuff happens. I stand with Pastor Baldwin. What do you think, Austin?
That's my exact opinion, bud. I mean, this has got out of control with all this stuff now. I mean, if you say anything critical that somebody doesn't agree with, they immediately want to censor you, yet they can put all types of angry, hateful, racist comments all over line, all over on the internet against whites, Christians, anything like that. But if you say anything, especially towards Judaism, and the thing about the Jews, and I know a lot of people, it's such a touchy subject for it, but I don't really care because everybody's gotten sick of it. As soon as you say anything, you're automatically anti-Semitic. Every time. Doesn't matter if you're speaking the truth, you're always anti-Semitic. So I'm really glad that he was able to address this today. I'm not glad that he was censored. I'm actually appalled by that. But I really hope a lot of our listeners will realize that this has nothing to do with racism or anything. This has everything to do with censorship and them trying to block real news, real information, real truth, trying to get out of the conservative audience. That's what it is all about. They don't want this information going out. They want to censor, control, and block any opposition whatsoever. It goes back to yesterday, and I wanted to address this because I had an email that I got from one of our listeners today, from Eli, about PETA versus Planned Parenthood. Now, you guys know I talked about yesterday, Dan and I brought it up, how both of the individuals, David DeLeon and Sandra Merritt, gotten 15 felony charges now put on them from California for videotaping individuals talking about selling body parts illegally from aborted fetuses through Planned Parenthood. All the charges were dropped in Texas last year. Now they've reopened them in California and added more felonies to them. But what's interesting about that is I looked up a lot of this with PETA, and it's a complete and total double standard. 2007, there was an incident where PETA took undercover cameras and showed individuals killing chickens in a ritual and then throwing them in dumpsters. They notified New York Police Department. The individuals were arrested and the case ensued. PETA was not charged, wasn't done anything. It was, oh, good job, glad you did that. Another story of PETA undercovering sheep shearing video appears to show shocking animal abuse. Undercover PETA video of sheep shearing reveals what appears to be complete and total animal abuse in the United States. The footage shows handlers beating and throwing sheep. Again, pat on the back to PETA. Everybody was excited about it that they undercovered them beating sheep. Whoever does that, I don't know why, but whatever. That's what they're doing here. And I'm not justifying animal abuse at all. What I'm saying here is the double standard that we're seeing with this. And this is a great one. This is back in 2007, guys. Undercover cameras, okay, rules a federal judge. Listen to this. A federal judge dismissed a Chinchilla Ranch's lawsuit against an animal rights group, saying the activists had a right to conduct undercover investigations that include videotaping. The Michigan Chinchilla Ranchers Robin and Julie Okrid filed suit in 2004 against the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, charging the group, saying they had invaded their privacy, mischaracterized them, caused them emotional stress by pretending to be interested buyers to the ranch and to come on the property and videotape them and their operations. U.S. District Court Judge David M. Lawson dismissed the lawsuit with prejudice, stating undercover investigations, and I'm quoting him right now, guys. I am quoting him. I am quoting District Court Judge David M. Lawson. Undercover investigations are one of the main ways our criminal justice operates, Lawson wrote. Often conduct undercover investigations to reveal improper, unethical, or criminal behavior. I fully support it. Completely dropped the lawsuit against PETA. These guys ended up getting fined. One of them got arrested for this whole Chinchilla Ranch lawsuit. Now you have two individuals that went undercover, the exact same thing, discussed buying body parts, which is illegal, for whatever use they wanted them for, to buy aborted fetal parts from abortion owners, from Planned Parenthood people that were running Planned Parenthood. And there's no, oh, no, 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 there's nothing wrong. There's nothing to see there. They're just trying to buy aborted fetal tissue. They're trying to buy aborted fetal brains. They're trying to buy body parts. Do you understand how sadistic this is, that they actually had conversations about selling them parts of children's bodies that were aborted, yet nothing happened? Nothing got brought up with Planned Parenthood. Investigation was closed. Nothing to see here. Now these individuals are facing 15 felony charges in the state of California. The felony charges including, they said they will not tolerate the criminal recordings. And what's so wild about that is 14 of them were filmed, 14 people. The 15th was criminal conspiracy to invade privacy. Yet when PETA does this, it's a pat on the back, good job, glad you caught the people that were beating chickens and sheep up. When we do this and we undercover aborted babies, human beings, individuals that have souls made in God's own image, when they're aborted and dissected like insects and people want to buy their parts, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, but the people that tried to expose it are charged with felonies. Does anybody else think that is unbelievably one-sided here? I can't even understand the double standard that's going on with this right now, Dad. I mean, we talked about before how PepsiCo uses aborted fetal tissue in their artificial flavors, how there's aborted baby lung tissue, and multiple vaccines that they're still giving children today. This blows my mind that this is what's going on now. Yeah, you have individuals that did undercover videotape. That's all they did, undercover videotaping. They didn't hurt anybody. They didn't stab anybody. They didn't kill anybody. They didn't steal from anybody. They videotaped them without their knowledge to expose the sadistic, ritualistic behavior that Planned Parenthood engages in on a daily basis. And now they're facing 15 felony charges, Dad.
these unbelievable sons of biscuit eaters, there I said that as clearly as I could without getting everybody mad at me, have gone out now and they have turned us into cannibals. We eat our own children with PepsiCo. I mean, eat our own aborted children with PepsiCo flavoring in their soft drinks. I mean, are we like talking like a bunch of sickos doing this? Guys, you got to remember something, guys. We're now injecting our own children's lung tissue into our own babies, causing massive immunological problems, immune disorders off the yin-yang right now. I'm just so upset right now. I'm trying not to start really fussing because of this thing with Baldwin, because of this thing with PepsiCo, because of this thing with lung tissue, because of this thing with PETA, with this thing with these guys being charged with these felonies. Guys, listen to me for a second, please. We can't keep letting these people who run this planet, these Sabbatean Kabbalists, do this stuff. Again, I'm watching my language because I have to be very careful. Sometimes when I get mad, I say some things I shouldn't ought to say. And if you don't do that, I'm happy for you. My God, just your whole halo in front of me, I'll tell you congratulations. I do that every once in a while, so forgive me if that offends you. I'm doing everything I can to keep this thing G-rated right now because I'm that hacked off. Okay? Because Pastor Baldwin has done nothing wrong. Nothing! He's done nothing. The Kabbalah is fallen angel worship. It's worshiping Lucifer to bring this damned demon out of the pit. That wasn't a cuss word, by the way. He's damned and he's in the pit. And all we're doing here is trying to resurrect this thing with these Sabbatean Kabbalists with their witchcraft and their stinking sorcery. And he's trying to expose what Kabbalah means and who these people are. And he gets censored by News with Views. He helped build their entire program format website. I used to think Chuck Baldwin owned News with Views. He was such a big part of what they did out there, and now they censor him. This is going to blow back on them so hard that they're not even going to believe it. So before I get, I got to stop. I got to talk about something else. New World Order anniversaries, 2017. Let's have some anniversaries, part one. This is an article here by somebody that doesn't think it's off the Freedom articles. I have no idea who wrote it. It says, New World Order anniversaries around the year 2017. If you go back in time, 50 or exactly 100 years. Ah, here we go. There are key events that occurred that will shape our world today. Events orchestrated by the same secret societies, Illuminati bloodlines, Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferians, who have been manipulating the world for hundreds, if not, yes, thousands of years. The following article highlights five New World Order anniversaries about which you'd learn to inform yourself right now. Number one, 100 years is we got tricked into entering World War I. Yes, the tyrant Woodrow Wilson, who brought us the federal income tax and the Federal Reserve Bank, the man who was completely and totally compromised morally, the guy who was being completely controlled by the Sabbatean Kabbalists, he tried to paint us a picture of how bad the Germans were. He used slick marketing advertising campaigns that Sigmund Freud's cousin, Bernays, had taught the United States in how to paint pictures of how bad the Germans were. Total and complete lie. The Lusitania was allowed to be sunk. Now, this is to bring us into World War I. And the German government, Imperial German Embassy, pasted a big piece of inside of the New York paper where the ship was sailing from, and it said, here's what it said, the notice said. It warned everybody, travelers intending to embark on the Atlantic voyage are reminded that a state of war exists between Germany and her allies and Great Britain and her allies. That the zone of war includes the waters adjacent to the British Isles, that given by the Imperial German government, vessels flying the flag of Great Britain or any of her allies are liable to be destroyed in those waters, and those travelers sailing in the war zone on ships of the Great Britain or allies do so at her own risk. The Imperial German Embassy. Now let me tell you what they did. They brought the Lusitania in outside of London, and they brought her to almost a dead stop. Now, this ship could outrun submarines. It was fast. It could run 20, 30 knots at full speed. This thing was quick. They brought this like the sister ship to the Titanic. And what they did, they brought this ship in almost at a full stop, knowing that there were submarines, German submarines, in that exact area. The guy, and it was carrying munitions for the British military. That's what the ship was carrying along with passengers. The passengers had been warned that what was going to happen if they got on that ship by the German government. They brought the ship to a dead stop, almost a dead stop, in calm water, and they let them sight in a submarine torpedo. He had one torpedo left. He shot the ship. It should have never sunk that massive thing. It hit the munitions stores. The ship exploded and sank like in 20 minutes. Thousands of people were lost. I think over 1,200 people, over 1,000 were lost. Austin and I and one of his friends, Dalton, a few years ago, actually, and my mom, Austin's mom, my wife, Sharon, we traveled over there where the burial ground of the Lusitania was. Do you remember that, Austin?
Yes.
And we went into the burial ground and all of these headstones of all of these people who had died there. And what was interesting, the United States set up a huge PR campaign at that point how the Germans were baby killers and their killer of women and children when they were shipping munitions over on the Lusitania. You guys need to be aware of this. It's one of the things that got us into World War One. This is what this international banking cabal did. Remember Rothschild's mother said, "They're only wars if my son wills there to be wars." They used a slick marketing campaign from Bernays. In fact, Goebbels was Hitler's propaganda minister. Was one of Bernays's, you know, basically, he was a student. He was enamored by his ability to change public opinion. This is what happened in the early 1900s, but not in 1917 when this happened. Let me read you what this article says. The British ship RMS Lusitania provided such an excuse because it was carrying American passengers. The cruiser which left New York was bound for Britain, was hiding British armaments, and was attacked by German U-boats and sunk on May the 17th. For well-researched background to the false flag Lusitania, you can go and do more research on it. Germany knew they were being coaxed into, that they were being coaxed into a war. They took out an ad from the image above that was published in 50 U.S. newspapers warning Americans about not getting aboard the Lusitania and not getting upon these boats that were going into the British waters because it was a war zone. And that ship was brought to a stop. And we can just go on and on, but I want to cover that one with you today. And then on 1917, "Dear Lord Rothschild, I have a pleasure in conveying to you on behalf of His Majesty's government the following declaration of sympathy with Jewish Zionist aspirations, which has been submitted to and approved by the cabinet. His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment of Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people, and we will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievement of this object. It's being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of the existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine," that's a lie, "or rights of political status enjoyed by Jews in any other country. I would be grateful if you would bring this declaration to the knowledge of the Zionist Federation." This is what they did. This is what the Balfour Declaration was all about. It was all about doing this to the people in Palestine, and regardless of what happened, allowing the land of Palestine to be taken over by Israel. And a lot of you guys say, well, that should be their property anyhow because God gave it to them in the Old Testament. Okay, then they should have bought the property. They should have resettled the property. They should have killed over 100,000 Palestinians. I was on a cruise ship a few years ago. 20 years ago now, and there was an old guy who was like 80 years old, and he was involved in that war in 1947. It wasn't a war, it was a slaughter. And he sat there one night on the cruise ship, and I asked him about Palestine. He was part of the British military. He was wearing a British military uniform, and he started crying. Guy's like 80 years old crying. He said, "I cannot believe what we did and how we slaughtered the Palestinian people to create the homeland of Israel." Guys, listen to me for a second. All of this stuff is weird. This is all about what the Zionists have promoted all the way from what's going on with Albert Pike and his morals and dogma, all the way through all of the stuff that was going on with the Scofield Bible back in the mid-1800s. All of this stuff has been orchestrated to bring us to this point, to accept this. Guys, so when Chuck Baldwin says, "Hey, I'm not going to accept this," and he's censored by News with Views, I'm intolerant of this. Look, if you don't agree with me on this stuff, it's okay, I got that. But don't censor me. Don't censor Chuck. Don't tell him you're not going to allow him to put these articles on your website anymore. Really? After all of these years, after almost 1,000 articles? Not cool. So that's just one little thing I want to share with you guys today about the Balfour Declaration, about the League of Nations. We talked about that yesterday, about how this entire Rothschild delegation of over 100 people were there helping to discover and to set this whole thing up with the League of Nations and this one world government. These globalists were founded and funded at that point. They found Council on Foreign Relations all the way back with all of this stuff. And it's not going to get any better until we say no. And I've said this to you guys 100 times on this show, and I've said it on Hagman's 100 times. Until we get rid of the Federal Reserve controlled bank, which they print money out of nothing, and then they give it, then they do a 40-to-1 ratio as far as lending the money out, and they skim all the money off the top, and nobody ever has the ability to pay the money back because it's all debt. The interest is never printed. It can never be paid back. The money doesn't exist. The M1 money is not there to pay back this debt. Until we stop this Babylonian money magic from these money handlers, from the synagogue of Satan is what it is. Until we stop this mess, it's never going to be right. We're going to be under the boot of their doggone tyrannical... Oh God, I'm trying to be so careful not to go berserk here on you guys today. We can't allow the boot of tyranny from these Rothschild bankers to sit on our throats any longer. We've got to get rid of these guys. And that doesn't mean we give Ivanka Trump an office in the White House. She's a Kabbalist. She's with Shabbat with her husband. We don't do that. These guys are directly tied into the money. George Soros is controlled and controls the Jewish mafia. That's who this guy is. Now there, I've said it. That's who he is. This Jewish mafia was the first group of people that they brought the drugs to back in the 40s and the 50s when they started running drugs with the CIA. This is how it all started in this country. This is what they did. And they're still doing it to this day, and it's completely controlled by the central banks who took over our country in 1934 with the Exchange Stability Fund and took over the Treasury. This is the shadow government. When Bill Clinton asked him, they asked him about UFO disclosure, he said, I can't answer that question. You may not know this. I'm paraphrasing him. He said, there's a government, within the government that I do not control. That's what's going on here, guys. This Luciferian agenda that Pastor Terrell talked about 2 weeks ago and that Chuck Ball was trying to tiptoe around because he's just trying to be real careful with what he says is unbelievable, and it's not getting any better. And so we as Christians, as believers, united with God in His dimension through the Holy Spirit, having the power of life and death in the words that we speak, until we've had enough of this and we stand in aggregate to put a stop to this mess, it's not going to get any better. And if Donald Trump doesn't get off his derriere and stop putting all these stinking Zionists in the power and all these Council of Foreign Relations people in the power in his cabinet in his White House, this isn't going to get any better. And I'm not throwing the towel in on Trump yet, but what I'm saying is this. We all voted for him because we didn't want to vote for Hillary. That's a fact. We know that. But gosh, guys, he made a lot of promises to us, including getting rid of Obamacare. Why do they have to try to fix Obamacare? Just turn it back the way it was. Just veto that whole bill and be done with it. And one sentence could have done it. We veto Obamacare. Done. Signed. Passed. Finished. Let it go back the way it was and deregulate the insurance companies and allow them to compete across state lines and lower the premiums and get rid of that thing that Richard Nixon did in which he took these hospitals and all these other things, these health, these HMOs back in the 70s, and he turned them all into profit centers. Redo all that, stop all that, and tell these guys they can't be making hundreds of millions and billions of dollars in profit. Limit the amount of money you're going to allow these drug companies to make on a product. Stop all this garbage. Stop it. They can sell a drug down in Mexico for $12 or $15 for the prescription. Here in the United States, it may be $1,200 or $1,500. I've seen it personally, with people that I know who've gone down there, who had fertility problems, who had to go down there and buy Pergonol because they were trying to increase ovulation to do in vitro fertilization. And they were spending thousands and thousands of dollars per cycle in the United States for the same drugs they could buy in Mexico for pennies on the dollar. This stuff has to stop. It has to stop. The poisoning of the American population and the global population with genetically modified products has to stop. The poisoning of the population with Gardasil and all the darn vaccines they're giving all these children and the paralysis being caused, it's got to stop. All of this stuff, the nightmare from hell, chemtrails they spray on us like we're a bunch of rodents and insects and we have to be fumigated, that has to stop. And I haven't seen any of this stuff since Trump took office. It's like that song from The Who back in the 70s which says, don't get fooled again. Just meet the new boss. He's the same as the old boss. I've had it. I want Trump to get off his butt and start doing stuff in the White House and fix this mess. He's been in it for months now. All he's done is failed at repealing Obamacare at this point on anything big. Austin, I've got to take a break.
Okay. Well, no, you're absolutely right about that. I brought that up a couple of weeks ago with the pharmaceuticals. Remember, the U.S. Government Health Agency even came out and they said 2015 pharmaceutical costs were $457 billion is what we spent on pharmaceuticals just in the United States in 2015. Half a trillion dollars were spent on pharmaceuticals, and the United States government subsidized, I think, around $350 billion of that. So this is something, you're absolutely right, it needs to be addressed. I mean, first off, the pharmaceutical options should always be your last ditch effort. I've said that to everybody. If there's something very significant that you have to run, that you need to take for a very specific reason, and nothing else can come close to that, I'm all about it, and the pharmaceuticals can do an incredibly good job with that sometimes. But what these guys have been allowed to do is come in and monopolize a lot of these very specific drugs and charge $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a dose for them, and completely just rip people off, including the United States government that it pays for, is out of control. That's why I tell people all the time, it's always your best option to try and take the natural approach first. Try supplements, try healthy diet, try exercising if you're able to do so, and see if you can get things a lot under control before you go to the pharmaceutical realm. And same thing I told you guys yesterday with the sublingual B12 that's on product of the week, that won this week, that's discounted. I know so many people that they get blood work done, all of a sudden they're pretty good, but their B12's low. So the doctor immediately wants to put them on prescription B12, or give, okay, you need on B12 injections. Every week they got to take a shot in the glute. B12. Say, you guys don't have to do that, man. I've got a 5,000 megagram B12 methylcobalamin tablet that tastes good, that dissolves into your tongue, and in most cases I've seen it raise your blood levels of B12 higher than the injections, because it's methylcobalamin. It's naturally methylated B12. It doesn't have to convert in the liver like cyanide cobalamin. All these things are options. The pharmaceutical drugs don't even need to be involved a lot of times. Also, too, is another story that we talked about 2 days ago, but really, I want to keep addressing it because we have to get a hold of Donald Trump and make sure he doesn't sign this, because right now it's looking like he's going to be okay with it. The Republicans in Congress, we already said this, are permitting companies like Verizon, Comcast, Frontier to sell your personal online information to whoever you want. That's what just went through the House and the Senate. They approved legislation that overturned a perfectly reasonable Federal Communications Commission rule that would require cable and phone companies to obtain your consent before they sold your personal information, including your browsing history, shopping habits, and other data unique to third-party interests. Donald Trump so far is primed to sign this virtual Peeping Tom Act in the law. We have to do everything we can. I've already emailed a few people about this. This cannot get passed, guys. Because of the wonders of technology that we've seen now, there's pros and cons to it. We've conjoined everything. Our laptops, our iPads, our cell phones, our vehicles, our houses. Everything's together. We conduct our banking over the internet most of the time now. You can open your garage doors from your phone. You can adjust your thermostat or check your security cameras or your lights from your phone or laptop or iPad. Now broadband companies are going to be given unfettered access to all of your data. You will no longer be a customer, but a marketing research widget, essentially. You guys have to think about it. They're going to be able to sell what movies you watch, what times of day you watch them, what specific things you bought, what times you bought them, your buying habits, the same way Amazon tracks you and does all that. All these companies now that you're paying, your personal data has now become available to the highest unseen bidder. Every time you're going to pay your monthly cable bill now, you're also paying for the privilege, for your protection, of course, always, to be spied on and sold off to the manner of business who wants to exploit your information. There is nothing you can do about it if this legislation is passed by Congress. It even includes a provision in this bill, get this, guys, that would prevent the FCC from ever issuing new regulations to protect consumer privacy. These guys thought of everything except us. This is complete and total violation of our privacy. We already know the CIA, the NSA, dragnets the entire world. They listen to every single thing and store it on their private servers. This isn't even that anymore, guys. This is giving all these companies, Comcast, Verizon, all of them, to sell every single aspect of your daily life of using their product to third-party consumers at whatever price they want, and they don't even have to give you a notification at all. They can blanket sell it, and hundreds of thousands of other third-party consumers can pick it up and know every single thing you buy, watch, look at, talk about. Everything is going to be able to go out. This is insane, the fact that this is actually passed through. This just goes to show you the greed, manipulation, and how compromised White House has become. The fact that they even considered passing a bill like this, and then they did it, this just goes to show you it's all about greed, corruption, and globalist agenda in the White House still. Nothing's changed at all, Dad.
You're right, Austin. It was so funny. He said yesterday how Kushner said we want the United States to be operated like a corporation, you know, for the shareholders,
yeah.
which are the Rothschild cartel boys. And, you know, and there's other billionaires that run around the planet because they own to control the interest of the shares since the United States went bankrupt in 33. By the way, you need to look that one up. And, you know, and so now I know some of you guys are going to send me letters today and you're going to say, I can't believe you got that mad about what you were talking about. Okay. Before I start on another tirade, I got to address the mad thing. I don't play that game. You guys know 90% of the time I don't fuss like that on the air. About 10% of the time I get really irritated about something and I'll say something like I just did a few minutes ago. I gotta ask you a question. There's an old Eagles song, you know, it talks about, you know, what really gets you going, what turns on your lights. And you say, well, you can't be quoting these old Eagles songs. Okay, great. Go quote something else. Find out what else you want to say. What in the world rings your bell? Now, I'm asking you guys who are listening and all you ladies who are listening right now, all you kids who are listening to me all over the country and all over the world. What rings your bell? What does it take for you to say, genug? Which is in German for enough. I'm not taking this anymore. I'm not going to live like this anymore. What does it take for you to start forwarding emails of stuff that we send out or our talk show to all of your friends on your list every single day? What does it take to get you to do that? Now, I know many of you already do that. What does it take for you guys to say, hey, I tell you what, I'm not going to eat GMO foods anymore. I'm not going to allow myself to be poisoned by glyphosate. And I'm going to tell all my friends about how bad immunizations are and what the Gardasil shot's really about. What does it take for me to spark you? What does it take to make you have a day that turns your life around? You say, well, you shouldn't get so mad. About what? About being sprayed like a cockroach? Poisoned like a cockroach? Having our children aborted and body parts sold and being us being forced to eat our own children. I mean, what does it take to make you so angry that you're saying, I've had enough of this crap? That's where I am now. I mean, I'm 61 years old. I'm supposed to be sitting around playing golf, chilling out somewhere right now, and I'm getting my cortisol up, fussing about stuff on the radio. Why? Because I have had enough. When God called me out of that dream, it'll be 6 years this summer, when he called me in that dream and got me working again, I thought, wow, okay. Nevertheless, not thine my will, but thine will, Lord, be done. I didn't need to do this. Quite frankly, I didn't want to be involved in all of this alternative stuff. I just wanted to talk about nutrition and what's going on in the nutrition world. But I was so prepped and primed from all the stuff that I've read and what I've seen over all of these years, it was an easy entry for me to do this. Plus, I have a really high retention when I read, and I read really fast still, that I knew that I could do this and be effective at talking about the alternative news. So it got me going. It got me going. It got me doing what I'm doing. So I'm asking you guys today, where does it have to get to you? Where do you have to do it? Do you have to have a loved one come down with a child that has autism because of immunization? Do you have to have a loved one have a child who's permanently rendered sterile because they took the Gardasil shot, or paralyzed because they took the Gardasil shot? Do you have to have a loved one come down with brain cancer, bone cancer, breast cancer because they got injected with something? What does it take for you to say, stop it, I'm not dealing with this anymore, and I'm going to tell my friends about this? What does it take for you to talk to a stranger with a baby and say, are you doing immunizations? You know, there's a lot of alternatives besides immunizations. Have you read about how bad some immunizations could be when you see somebody in the street? If we all do that together, not as somebody who wants to be belligerent, but as someone who genuinely cares. The Bible says that, you know, we're to love one another and uplift one another. If you really love somebody and you really care about them, why are we not telling each other about the things that are poisoning each other? I mean, why are we not doing that? I do that all the time. I constantly do that when I'm in the grocery store, everywhere. I'm always talking to people. Every single time I get a chance to, when I see somebody with a baby, I say, look, what are you doing about the immunizations? Every single time. And every once in a while I get somebody who goes, oh, we don't do immunizations. God, they cause autism. I go, yes, yes. Another person who's awake. I mean, guys, think about it for a second. We all are going, bah! Just a bunch of mindless amoebas, the people in the United States. Now, you guys aren't, because you're my listeners. My gosh, if you could make it through my rant a few minutes ago and you're still on the air with me right now, you can handle a lot. But guys, we gotta go further than that. We gotta step up one more notch. We gotta hold Trump's feet to the fire. We gotta hold News with Views feet to the fire. We've gotta hold the FDA's feet to the fire. We've gotta hold the CDC's feet to the fire. What happened to prosecuting Hillary Clinton? What happened to lock her up? Lock her up. Lock her up. What happened to that? What happened to the Podesta files with all the soul cooking and all the sick, perverted, twisted mess that I had to report on last fall? Why isn't any of that being taken care of? Why is the administration not dealing with this? Well, how about the computer they took from Wiener that had all that information on it? Why have no arrests been made? Are you kidding me? What the heck are we going on? Is it the same boss? Same as the old boss? The same boss as the new boss? You guys need to listen to that song, The Who. It's about a 10-minute song. It takes a long time to listen to it. Probably the greatest rock and roll song ever written in the history of rock and roll. And it was all about the Vietnam War. It was a war protest song. Because at least back in the 70s, at least we had the Stones left, the testosterone left to say, hey, look, we don't want to do this anymore. We're tired of going to Vietnam and dying. We don't want to do this anymore. But not anymore. Now we got a bunch of kids that want to watch Miley Cyrus masturbate on the doggone platform. Forgive me if you got kids listening and watching all this perverted junk on TV and MTV. We've got nobody saying anything about what they're doing and how bad it is. We got full satanic Illuminati worship services and halftime ceremonies in the NFL for the Super Bowl. And this goes on and on and on and on. We got a queer in a doggone Disney movie now, openly gay. And we think it's okay? $350 million in box office sales. I'm not going to give them a penny for that. I'm not going to go see that movie. I'm not going to pay for that movie. I refuse to. Why? Because I'm not going to take it anymore. When are we going to wake up and say, enough? When are we going to start telling our friends? And I know I'm on a rant today. Doggone it, I'm so upset because Chuck Baldwin's a friend of mine. I don't like it when my friends get picked on. I don't like it when they get nailed, when they get chastised for doing nothing. I don't like that. I like it when we all work together, when we all work together as a group of believers to help everybody on this planet to get what they want. Zig Ziglar taught me, he was a dear friend of mine, taught me many years ago, some almost 40 years ago. He goes, if you're willing to help enough other people get what they want out of life, God will provide everything that you want out of life. It's the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And we have to understand that's what we're called to do. We're set apart. We're not on this planet. My God, we are covenant with Yahweh through the blood of the Lamb, through the Holy Spirit. I mean, He gives us the power, the authority. I mean, we've read these scriptures. We have the ability to change this, but we have to wake up. We've got to wake up. If you're going to a church that won't preach repentance, that won't preach holiness, you got to reevaluate where you are. You got to really reevaluate that if this is where you want to raise your children. We have compromised and compromised and compromised now until we have one of the most sickest societies on the planet as far as perversion. And it's all because these Sabbatean Kabbalists trying to resurrect their doggone serpent god out of the pit are turning this thing into the giant cesspool like they did in Genesis chapter 6. And guys, we have to stand in the aggregate to put a stop to this. All right, let me change topics. Fukushima update. 50,000 trillion becquerels of radiation have been leaked. 300 tons of radioactive water are leaking daily into the Pacific, and there is no known technology to fix it. By National Nuclear Security Administration, the U.S. Department of Energy, this China syndrome refers to a scenario in which the molten nuclear reactor core could fission its way through this containment vessel, melt through the basement of the power plant and down into the earth. While a molten reactor core won't burn all the way to China, it could enter into the soil and water table and cause huge contamination of the crops and drinking water around the power plant. It's a nightmare scenario, the stuff of movies, and it's already happened at Fukushima, and there's no technology they know to continue to fix it. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. Can the Pacific Ocean withstand another 50 million tons of radioactive water as the west coast of North America shows signs of barrenness? The slightest disturbance, small earthquake, and there are as many as the stricken plant sits on a fault line, causing a pipe to burst and an evacuation of the crew could set off a full-scale meltdown at all three nuclear power stations, taking the catastrophe far and beyond what happened at Chernobyl. It's already passed what happened at Chernobyl, and it's not getting any better. And I'm telling you, this author says we don't have the technology. We've got the technology to fix this. It's called concrete. It's called putting a big 12-inch wide concrete pipe in there with a flexible tubing and pumping in as many yards of concrete as they need to on top of that vessel and that containment. It's called trenching around the entire plant and stopping this river that flows under the plant now from flooding this thing and running all this water in the Pacific Ocean. That's what it's called. It's called massive, massive intervention, not letting it go on for 6 years. What do you think, Austin?
No, you're absolutely right. It's gotten completely out of control. I mean, and we've said before, it seems like it was planned from the beginning. They're almost like they want this to keep happening. They don't want to stop it. It's pretty wild. Also, too, this just happened this week now. The EPA said they will not be banning chlorofluorocarbons, which is basically a pesticide. There was a petition that the White House administration has denied now by environmental groups that sought to ban that pesticide used on citrus fruits, apples, cherries, and other crops, reversing a push by the Obama administration to revoke all of these pesticides. The environmental group pointed to recent studies showing even minuscule amounts of chlorofluorocarbons sold by Dow Chemical, of course, interferes with brain development of fetuses, infants, and children. They accuse Pruitt of putting the interest of big businesses over people. Mayor Scott Pruitt is the head of the Environmental Protection Agency administrator now. They said EPA's refusal to ban this dangerous pesticide is unconscionable. EPA has defined its legal obligation to protect child from unsafe pesticides. The EPA banned the use of this compound in 2000 as far as for home use and placed a no-spray buffer zone around sensitive sites such as schools in 2012. In October 15th, the Obama administration proposed revoking the pesticide's use in response to the petition. Then they tried to get it passed now, and the EPA has now said, nope, absolutely not. We're still going to be allowed to be used, even though we've seen numerous studies that have linked this stuff to brain development problem in fetuses and infants. This is the same thing we see over and over and over again. We talked about a couple weeks ago with the EPA blatantly colluding with Monsanto to make sure that glyphosate was not revoked, that it still got passed, that it was still be able to be used unregulated, uncontrolled. Now they have the dicamba that has just been passed now that they're able to use unfettered access of that. And the EPA's response to it was, we're not going to regulate how much they use. We're going to trust Monsanto that they use the right amount and don't overdo it. That was their response into making sure that the Monsanto regulated themselves, which, as we know, Monsanto doesn't do anything but try to raise hell on earth, in my opinion. So it's kind of sad that the EPA doesn't do anything productive whatsoever. We've seen that now, and they just continue to allow all these pesticides and chemicals to be sprayed out just in insane amounts all over the world, and we wonder why so many people are having digestive and gastrointestinal health issues now when they've been eating this crap for the last 15, 20 years.
You know, son, I sit here, I'm holding my head in my hands, and I'm shaking my head, and I'm going, you know, how did it get like this? You know, there's another Eagles song. You got to hear this one. Remember, it's called Lion Eyes. It's kind of like the Lion Congress. And the lady is basically running around on her husband. She married an old guy, and she's running around. And she holds her head and she starts crying and she goes, how did it get like this? I mean, how did this happen? I mean, why does this happen? Why did this have to happen to us? Why did this have to happen in the United States? Why have we allowed the greatest, most prosperous country in the world to be taken over by these Sabbatean Kabbalists with their Babylonian money supply and completely corrupt our Congress, our EPA, our government? I mean, my gosh, when you look at all the taxes we're being given now, if you're in the top tax bracket with all the sales tax and property tax and everything else, you could easily approach 60% of your total income in taxes. I mean, we've allowed this to happen because they did it to us, as they always do, one little step at a time. Oh, we'll only do the 1% income tax. That's all right. That's all we're going to do. No, it's not. And so it goes up and goes up and goes up and goes up because they've got us into slavery now because of their debt-based monetary system. I mean, Jesus was so angry at these Sabbatean Kabbalists, the synagogue of Satan in the New Testament. He fashioned a whip and beat the holy living yak-yak out of them and chased them out of the temple because he'd had enough of it. Guys, this is what we have to do. We've got to get these guys out of our country, out of our government, off the planet as far as I'm concerned. Let them go jump in the pit with their doggone master. I've had enough of these weirdos. By the way, common drug for bladder cancer, and I'm sorry, for bladder problems, has been linked to dementia. I saw this with my mom. The drug Diapran is given to around a quarter of elderly patients with the problem of having incontinence in the United States, even though there's safer options. This has been consistently linked with dementia and cognitive impairments of the researchers at the Henry Ford DePauw Hospital in Detroit, where doctors rarely monitor patients, and only about 9% of patients have a neurological exam before they start taking this product. It made my mom have unbelievable hallucinations when she was on this with bladder infections. So be very careful with your elderly parents and anybody that you know not to use this drug. It's called Dytropan, D-R-T-R-O-P-A-N. The generic is oxybutyn. That's O-X-Y-B-U-T-Y-N-I-N. Tell them not to use that. And by the way, 85% of the tampons in the United States, pads and other feminine care products are contaminated with glyphosate. Yes, I said that right. Make sure you get organic tampons. I mean, this is ridiculous because of the cotton. We can't allow this because it's being sprayed before it's harvested again, and it gets in with the glyphosate, with the Roundup, and we can't allow this stuff to be absorbed vaginally when people use tampons. I've got to go, Austin. I love you guys. I've got myself so aggravated I got to get off the show right now. I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thank you, bud. And you guys have to remember, cotton, wheat, a lot of the stuff was never even, they don't even make GMO versions of it in some cases. It was never even designed to be used with glyphosate. But what they started doing was they started giving protocols to farmers that they should spray their crops 3 days before harvest with wheat and cotton and compounds like that. That way, it would be easier for them to harvest, they'd be drier, the plant would start dying, but still the bud, the wheat, would still be ready to harvest. The problem with this is it's even worse than just using it recreationally on the plants during season, because you don't even have time for it to wash off, or even have time for it to drain down in the plant. It's already literally on the surface of the plant, of the wheat, and they sit there and harvest it a few days after they spray. This is one of the main reasons why so many people are having issues with gluten. Granted, there's a lot of controversy around gluten and its inflammation properties. I don't disagree with a lot of that at all. But in my opinion, and a lot of other professional opinions, including Dad's, one of the primary issues that people are seeing with the issues with gluten has nothing to do with actually gluten itself. It has everything to do with 70 to 80% of the wheat in the United States is fully contaminated with glyphosate. Glyphosate is incredibly toxic to the gut microbe. It completely kills probiotics in the body. It completely causes the intestinal tract to not absorb nutrients like it's supposed to. That's what it does to plants. It does the exact same similar mechanism to human beans. So when people are always talking about, oh, I'm gluten this and I'm gluten that, that's fine. You can cut it out. There's really not a benefit of eating gluten whatsoever. But if I do eat gluten, if I have something like a pasta or something like that occasionally, I always try to make sure that it's from organic wheat. However, the problem is now even a lot of the organic wheat that they've tested has even been compromised with glyphosate when they test it because of the overspray from the glyphosate. That's the issue with it. That's why I say so many times, in most cases, in my opinion, it's best just to let the wheat go and not eat it. There's really not a whole lot of health benefits from eating bread. It causes, it plugs up the intestinal tract if you eat too much of it. It's very hard as far as with inflammation on the colon. It doesn't really provide a incredibly great carbohydrate. Something like yams or sweet potatoes or even organic brown rice, in my opinion, is a better carbohydrate if you're looking for it as fuel from a athletic standpoint. I've told you guys before, yams, in my opinion, are one of the best carbohydrates. They're very slow digesting. They're not high glycemic. They stick with you for a while as well. They also keep you very full and pumped in the gym later on throughout the day after you've eaten them. And if you're wanting a fast high glycemic carbohydrate, like you're wanting to eat it 30 minutes before you work out and you want to get a small natural insulin spike because you want to hit the gym really, really hard, you want to push as much glycogen in the muscles as possible, I say eat a baked potato by itself, not a bunch of butter or anything else on it, but by itself before you work out, about 20 to 30 minutes before you work out, with a Fit Food protein shake. I used to do that all the time in off season when I was trying to load up and pack on as much muscle tissue as possible. That will give you an insane pump in the gym, a lot of energy. You don't really want to do it if you're trying to diet, though, or lose weight, because it does cause a slight natural insulin secretion, and so you kind of want to stay away from that if you're dieting. But another story as well in California, this is even wilder. California is getting ready to pass legislation that would force all 146 taxpayer-funded colleges and universities in the state to dispense abortion pills, first designated as RU486, to students. A bill is now making its way to the state legislature aimed at doing just that. Democratic Senator Connie Levy, ridiculous, these guys out here just boggle my mind, has brought in the College Student Right to Access Act and claims the bill successfully passes. It will help improve the academic success of students. She makes no attempt to correlate academic success and having abortion. Sure she does. What she's implying here is that girls shouldn't be burdened with being whores and getting pregnant and having to try and take care of the child while they're pregnant or after they have it and be in school, so it's much more efficient for them to be able to have an abortion while they're in college than actually have that child, and it'd be way too difficult for them to not be sexually active. I guess that's what she's saying here. The pill is actually a combination of drugs that induces a miscarriage and terminates the pregnancy, forcing the fetus out of the body over several days. The pill may be administered throughout the first 10 weeks of pregnancy. So the first 2.5 months, they can issue this pill to terminate the baby. Very, very sad to see this is something they want to actually dispense at colleges and universities across California. Just goes to show you again, like I said, the absolute level of depravity that a lot of these liberals have reached now. So it's sad. But guys, we appreciate everything. I hope today's show wasn't too high strung for you. It was a little wide open. Dad got going on a lot of that, but it's really true. Pray for Chuck Baldwin, guys. Write in the news with views. Tell them how you feel, because this is not something we can tolerate, especially in the alternative news market. We have to stand together and show that we're unified as patriots and not let each other get pushed around at all. We have to have each other's back. We appreciate it, guys. If you guys want to check out the website, the product of the week, as I mentioned earlier, the Sublingual B12 is on sale for over 15% off. Also, our Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit is still on sale. That full kit's 15% off with free shipping. Really good deal on that whole protocol. Check us out, healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Yeah.